Tally had no idea what would happen if she got caught. This wasn't like being busted for forgetting her ring, skipping classes, or tricking the house into playing her music louder than allowed. Everyone did that kind of stuff, and everyone got busted for it. But she and Paris had always been very careful about not getting caught on these expeditions. Crossing the river was serious business. Too late to worry now, though. What could they do to her anyway? In 3 months, she'd be a pretty herself. The letters came later. From the Sigrands, Williamses, Smythes, and untold others addressed to that strange, gloomy castle at 63rd and Wallace, pleading for the whereabouts of daughters and daughters' children. It was so easy to disappear. Easy to deny knowledge. So very easy in the smoke and din to mask that something dark had taken root. This was Chicago, on the eve of the greatest fair in history.
Calling all budding scientists! It's time for our Explorers Roundup. Today, we'll explore the wonders of photosynthesis in a flash. From capturing sunlight to plant energy, we'll uncover the secrets of this vital process. You won't believe what these plants can do.
We are sitting in a swan boat on Echo Park Lake. A goddamned hideous swan boat. Neither of us have said a word for the past 5 minutes, which feels a lot more than 5 minutes when you're sitting in a goddamned swan boat. I'm staring at Stephen. He doesn't feel me staring. He's looking off into the distance, half wistfully, half depressed. He's so contemplative these days, but in the way that gets you nowhere. It's the way that makes your wheels spin and your thoughts keep going in circles, but there's no forward movement. I tried for so long to help Stephen, or to control him. I'm not sure which, since they're so closely related, or so says my therapist. But a few months ago, I gave up.